Okay. If you'd like to open your Bibles to Luke, Luke chapter 8. And we'll read from verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there was a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort, for thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. The two miracles here of the Lord Jesus, we also find them both recorded in Matthew 9, 18 to 26, and Mark 5, 21 to 43. There's a particular word I want you to notice in this passage. Pastor Schiavone was talking this morning about studying words, and there's a word that's in verse 48 and also in verse 50 that I want you to take notice of, and that word is whole. Now, this is a different word than the word used than the word whole found in the miracle of restoring of the withered hand, the man with the withered hand, that is Matthew chapter 12, Mark chapter 3, and Luke chapter 6. We have a different Greek word, both translated whole. Now, the word in this passage of these two miracles here, the meaning for it is to save, or to deliver, or protect. It's where our word salvation comes from. Examples of this is Luke 19:10, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." The words "to save" there are the same Greek word. Luke chapter 18, verse 26, and they that heard it said, who then can be saved? The word saved, same Greek word. Luke 9, 24, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Two words in that, the first save in that first line, and in the end, shall save. Same Greek word. The other Greek word translated whole in the passage of the withered hand, it means to be sound or healthy or well in body. Just so that you take note, brethren, I don't want to take anything away from the physical miracles that were done here, that the Lord Jesus did. I don't want to take anything away from the miracles, the physical miracles. But there was more than just the physical miracles. There's a spiritual miracle here. The Matthew and Mark accounts give us some additional information which help give us a clearer picture of these events. For time purposes, I'll just add them in so we don't have to turn our pages all the time. But Matthew 9:19 gives us a view that Jesus is actually sitting down when Jairus comes to him. I always pictured Jesus standing up and Jairus coming, but the Matthew account tells us that he is sitting down. Matthew 9:19, for those who want to write that reference down. So Jesus arose and followed him. After Jairus had fallen down, Jesus arose and followed him. Note here the desire of our Lord Jesus Christ. His desire. We see here is that the desire of Jesus is to heal Jairus' daughter, to make his 12-year-old daughter whole. But as Jesus is going to Jairus' house, something stops him. Jesus knew that he would be stopped, and whom it would be that he stops for. It is a woman, but no ordinary woman. It's a woman of great faith that said within herself, if I may but touch the border of his garment, I will be healed. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It is no surprise to Jesus who this woman is, or why she came to him, because he had a desire to make her whole. If we read from verse 43, we'll read verse 43 and verse 44 and jump down to 48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Verse 48, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace. The peace that comes from becoming whole with the Lord Jesus, becoming one with our God. But without faith it is impossible please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll move down to verse 49. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Jesus said, it's not too late. Don't give up. Don't give up on your daughter. Jesus has a desire to make this girl whole, just the same as he made the woman with the blood issue whole. Jesus says, I haven't given up on this girl. Just believe. Just have faith. Jesus still has a desire to save this little girl because Jesus has a desire to make all people whole. I have a friend, Noel Dowling. He's a farmer that I've known for over 20 years, and my pastor buddy, and I have been going on visitations to see him for a while, and every time we've been talking to him, he shuts us down. He doesn't want to hear anything spiritual. He doesn't want to hear anything from God's word. And it began to feel as though we're wasting our time on this man, that we should be spending our time on someone else. But God was working. We don't always see how God is working, but he is working. He is always working. He gave Noel a heart attack. And then after spending a week in hospital, he came out and his nose, they couldn't stop him, his nose from bleeding. Spent another week in hospital. A few days after coming home, his nose kept bleeding again. Back in hospital for a few more days. The next time we visited Noel, he was open to hearing about God's word. He even let us read scripture. I read John 3 to him about being born again. We gave him some bushman's guides and some tracts to read, and he was happy to take them. He's not yet saved, but you can continue to pray for Noel. Through this, God showed me that my heart had been becoming hard to this man. I had been giving up. I started giving up. Brethren, we don't know how God is working in people's lives. We know that it is the goodness of God that leadeth people to repentance. God said to me, I didn't give up on you. Don't give up on Noel. I haven't given up on him. God has a desire to see Noel whole as well. God wants to see Noel born again. He said to me, just keep sowing the seed. I'll do the ploughing. I'll plough his heart. I'll break up that stony soil. Just keep throwing the seed out. I want to make him whole. This is why Jesus left the glory of heaven, become flesh, God manifest in the flesh, because he has a desire to seek and to save that which is lost. He has a desire to give you and me eternal life, a desire to make us whole. Two of my favorite words in the Bible at the moment are these, but God. I am a sinner, but God. I am a wicked person, but God. I was dead in trespasses and sin, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But God. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want you to look at this passage from a different view. So I'm going to tell a little story. There was a woman who, being diseased with sin and had known for the past 12 years that she was guilty before God, spent her entire living trying to fix the disease. She tried with religion, but could not be saved. She tried Mormon and Baha'i, Catholic, Islam, Buddha. She tried them all. She even tried a Baptist. But no religion could remove her disease of sin. Then she saw that the Lord Jesus was her only hope, and coming to him in faith, that he alone was able to remove her disease, she reached out to the one that was reaching out to her. And touching just the border of his garment, immediately her issue of sin stanched. And falling down at his feet, confessed why she came to him. And Jesus says to her, "Go in peace." Immediately she was born again. Immediately she was made whole. Have you seen in your life that you have a sin issue? Have you seen your need to be made whole? God desires you to be made whole. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He has a desire to fill you so that you will be whole. Have you seen your need for a Saviour? Like the woman, you too can go in peace when you seek the Lord Jesus. When you find Christ, and you know that it is only Christ alone that can save you. When you come to him in faith, believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, you too can go in peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,